Christmas Catastrophe. Autumn Charniello, Grade 6, Kelly Creek Community School. It was Christmas Eve and Gabby was playing outside building a snowman. Gabby, time for dinner. Called Mom. Ah, okay, Mom, she said. She came inside and ate dinner. Turkey. Yum, said Gabby. Time for bed, Gabby, Mom said. Okay, Mom. She ran upstairs and cuddled down under her sheets. Good night, Mom. I love you. I love you too, honey. Now bedtime, said Mom. She walked back downstairs, and Gabby closed her eyes and drifted off to sleep. Ah. Gabby woke up in terror. What was that? She said to herself. She got up and walked downstairs quietly. Nothing. She walked outside. Nothing. She looked in the living room. No presents. What? She heard the scream again. Ah. Help me. Whatever it was, it needed help. She went back outside and looked on the roof. Santa's sleigh was sitting on the roof, but no Santa. Then she saw his legs sticking out of the chimney. She got the ladder from the shed and climbed on the roof. Are you okay, Santa? She asked. No, I need help, he said. Okay, I'm coming. She ran over to Santa, almost slipping on the wet snow. She tried to heave Santa out from his legs. She heaved and heaved and then finally, pop, he came flying out. Thank you so much, he said. Haha, no problem, she said back. He flew away going house to house. She whispered that it was the best night ever. The Pike's Christmas Tradition. Una Jones, Grade 6, Henderson Elementary School. Laura leapt out of bed and went to her parents' room. Wake up, she yelled while leaping up and down on their bed. They got up and went downstairs. Andrew. Laura yelled. Huh? Said Andrew. It's time to have breakfast. Laura echoed down the hall as she ran downstairs. Andrew slowly got up and slumped down the stairs. They ate quickly and got in the car. After a long drive, they arrived at the place where Pikes went to collect holly for years. They started collecting. In about half an hour, they were done. Then they drove home. When they got back, their mom went inside to cook, and they hung up the holly all over the house. They finished just in time. For supper, they had soup. Everyone went to bed excited for Christmas morning. Laura stayed up checking the time. Finally, it was morning. Laura woke up her parents. It's Christmas. She yelled so loud it woke up her brother. Everyone sprinted downstairs and froze in shock. All the holly was gone. Laura was determined to find out who did it. So, they checked all around, they found nothing. So, she went outside and saw dozens of robins eating the berries, inside and outside. They came in through the back door. They yelled. They were all extremely mad, but then they realized that the birds were only trying to feed their family. They needed it more than us, said Andrew. That's the Christmas spirit. Snowman in Rio. Claire Statham, Grade 6, Powell River Christian School. One day Ed the Snowman was traveling by boat to have Christmas with his family in Newfoundland. Then there was a humongous storm. His boat crashed over the treacherous waves until he fell off into the ocean. Days later, he awoke on a beach with bright umbrellas and beach chairs everywhere. An old lady came up to him and asked what happened. He explained everything and asked the old lady where this beach was. The old lady replied, "My name is Beatriz and this is Copacabana Beach in Rio." Then she said, "You seem lost. Do you want to come stay with me for Christmas?" Ed was overjoyed. He told her that he would love to stay with her for Christmas. They walked up to Beatriz's motorbike and rode up through the favela where there were Christmas trees and many people. They arrived at Beatriz's house in the evening. When they walked in, Beatriz's family was preparing a Chester chicken and other foods that smelled wonderful. But then Ed noticed that he was melting. He told Beatriz. She was worried. Then Beatriz's grandchild said, "Papa Noel will fix you." After the scrumptious dinner, Ed stayed up to ask Papa Noel to save him. By now Ed was more than half melted. Papa Noel showed up. "Can you make it so that I will never melt?" asked Ed. Then Papa Noel made it so that Ed would never melt. Ed was the happiest snowman in Rio. Christmas Eve. Ayla Charniello, Grade 6, Kelly Creek Community School. It was the night before Christmas, and an only child named Bella was home alone. Her mom was a nurse, and her dad was away on a trip with his work. Bella is 12 years old, and their house was not decorated. Bella's dream is to have a Christmas with her whole family, but it has never happened. 4 o'clock. She decided to at least wrap her mom and dad's present since they're not there to see it. Her dad is trying to get home before morning. 4:30. When she was done, she went into the kitchen to make cookies for Santa. Obviously, they were gingerbread, Santa's favorite. 5 o'clock. While the cookies were in the oven, she went outside to cut down a small tree to put the presents under, then went in to put on Christmas lights and decorations. 5:30. The cookies are done, and she puts them in the fridge before she ices them. 5:45. She goes to finish decorating the tree. It looks great. Bella said to herself, as it was the only sound in her house other than her cat that was sound asleep in her parents' room. 6:10. The cookies are cooled off, and she decorates them for Santa. She made one with Santa's face on it. 6:45. After she tasted one, she put frozen pizza in the microwave for dinner. 7 o'clock. She heard the door creak open. "Mom. Dad," screeched Bella as she ran up and hugged them. The end. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.